through 32, we have 209, three conditions in the prayer.
Okay, please. Okay, we're going to separate from the women and let's connect to the men. Return to the men.
Ну, בינתיים נתחיל. Гимель тнаим битфила. Есть гимель тнаим битфила.
Three conditions in prayer. There are three conditions in prayer, Baal HaSalam says. One, believing that he can save him, although he has the worst conditions of all his contemporaries, still, will the Lord's hand be too short to save him? If it is not so, then the landlord cannot save his vessels. Meaning that surely, if a person requests of the Creator, and this request is a correct one, then the Creator answers without any calculations, only towards the person, towards the person's benefit. So we need to believe that the Creator, yes, He's standing and awaiting our request and the correct request. Upon that He answers. What is the correct request? What does that mean? It could be that the Creator answers a person, but the person doesn't even think that this is what he needs to receive from the Creator. And he expects something else. And then it turns out that it's like he didn't receive. From the Creator's side, seemingly he gave, but from the side of the person, it's like he didn't receive. And so we need to arrange such a connection, as it's called, make your desire as his desire. And then there will be a connection, and surely you will feel that you are receiving. So, first condition, to believe that the Creator can save him. Two, that he no longer has any choice, for he has done all that he could, but saw no cure to his plight. Meaning, he requested many times, he scrutinized his request, and truly, he doesn't know what to do anymore. All that in his power and his forces he did, and nonetheless, he's still remaining with the flaw that he thought to correct, and he doesn't know what to do anymore. That's the second condition for a true prayer. Meaning, first condition, that surely the Creator can help him on the condition that he requests. Second condition, that what that was in his power to do, he did, and he didn't reach anything. Third condition, that if he does not help him, the Creator, he will be better off dead than alive. That prayer means lost in the heart. The more one is lost, as much as he sees that nothing can help him, and nothing, simply, it's not in my power, and I'm not capable, and I am ready to end my life. Such, according to this sensation, such is the measure of his prayer, that he is in despair of his own forces. That clearly one who lacks luxuries is not like one who has been sentenced to death, and only the execution is missing. And he is already tied with iron chains, and he is standing and pleading for his life, meaning at his last moments that, nonetheless, maybe he can help him. He will certainly not rest or sleep or be distracted for even a moment from praying for his life. Meaning, if these conditions we connect together, you understand it's not so simple, right? But if we connect them together, then we can understand that they actually build a vessel for us, for the reception of the aid of the Creator from above. And discuss this over the course of the day. Are we in these conditions? In what yes and what no? How to advance towards fulfilling these conditions, meaning raising mana from above, down above to the Creator and request. Are we in these conditions such that our request will be correct, that we will truly request and He will fulfill it? That maybe we think that the Creator is, all right, you'll ask from Him, like, by the way, maybe give me this and He will give you. No. It must be confident, and it comes through the group, and the person by himself can't attain it. It must be with confidence that the Creator can help him, that we have no other advice, no other choice from what to do from our part, because we did everything we could. And there's a matter here that he explains in a different article, that the Sitra Acha, the other side, tells a person, oh, you still didn't do everything, you need to add more exertion, and then you'll request. You have no state yet ready now to request. How can you? What did you do? No. In each and every state, we can say, I did everything. Yes? That's it. And I believe that the Creator can do this. And I did everything on my part. And if I receive, if I don't receive, then better my death than life. If these three things exist in us, we advance. We advance to the correct demand called a prayer. And the Creator opens himself and helps us. Bulgaria.
Раф, как да се предпазим молитвата да не се превърне в рутина, действие без намерение, изхождащо от нашите усилия?
How can we keep from our prayer becoming a routine without the intention that it comes as a result of our efforts?
We need to make an effort to awaken one another. It cannot be that each one of us knows that we can fall into some black hole, bad mood, weaknesses, pessimism, everything, right? It's natural to each and every one of us, especially in our times. We're such big egoists. By the way, we are the biggest egoists in all of humanity, just so you know. The biggest. Yes. And our women are even bigger egoists. From all the women in the world. And also from us. And that's good. It's good. And what to do? We need just to understand the method and to realize it. A few times, how many times over the course of the day do I depict myself that I am in the group, inside a spiritual framework, and only from within it I can turn to the Creator, and only to within it I can receive from the Creator. And to the extent that I annul myself towards them, I am annulling myself towards the Creator, who is in the center.
Раф, ако позволите, ако молитвата трябва да е от хисарона, то помага ли молитва от знанието?
If you permit, should the prayer, if the prayer should be out of a deficiency, does it help if the prayer comes from the intellect?
Let it be from the mind, from the sensation. The main thing is that we make the effort to see ourselves connected together and turning to the Creator. That's it. And our words, we don't need to pray from some book. There, we have words that somebody else is feeling. We need to give our feeling. And so we spoke about this, that we need, well, day by day, maybe it doesn't work out on a daily basis, but at least once or twice a week, we need to make an effort to connect some prayer, request in the group to the Creator. That's called a prayer. Belarus.
From the excerpt, what does it mean that the prayer is lost in the heart? That the more lost it feels? Again, from the excerpt we read, faith, it means lost in the heart. That the more lost it is, so is the intensity of the prayer. What does that mean?
What I feel in the heart that I lack, out of this lack, I need to raise to the Creator and request correction and fulfillment. That's the prayer. What is the action of the prayer? That I feel that I lack correction. I lack fulfillment. The correction I lack, there will be on the intention to bestow. By the force that I have on the intention to bestow, I'll be able to perform an action of bestowal and then rise towards the Creator.
Игорь, привет тебе от всех нас. Тов, 5:32.
Okay. 5:32.
Тогда вас.
Thank you, Av. If a person decides that he's not asking for anything for himself, only for the friends, how can these three conditions be realized in a prayer for the friends? How will it not be like a lie?
Maybe we'll be as a lie, but that's not important. We're all in a lie, in falsehood. If I want to be only in truth, I won't reveal anything, because there's nothing in me that pertains to truth. I am entirely in on the intention to bestow, which is the lie, the falsehood. The name of the Creator is Emet, truth, right? Aleph Mem Taf, which is Keter, Bina, and Malchut. Aleph Mem Taf. And we are all in falsehood. So what? All of us. Yes.
The question is, he says, I have to feel like my death is better than my life. How do I ask for the friends and yet feel that I'm not receiving for the friends? I'm better off dead than alive.
Specifically from this, that you feel yourself in a state of death, then specifically from this state, you can request upon the friends that you have nothing more to worry about yourself. Whatever will be, I am nonetheless below death. But on them, I can request, and then that's truly correct. And then you are in this point of truth, that you seemingly are close to this, that you don't want to feel your will to receive, and you can join their desires and fulfill their desires on the intention to bestow to them. It's actually good. The main thing is, don't sit without action.
Ну, Киев.
Да, дорогой Раф, мы вчера вечером в десятке эту статью читали и готовились к уроку по ней.
Last night we read this article in the 10, and according to the article we prepared ourselves for the lesson. I understood that practically those three conditions never come by themselves. It is a kind of, it's such a high level. How should we direct ourselves to inspire one another, give one another examples so that these conditions will be met?
Only by this that you'll talk amongst yourselves, as it's called, each shall help his friend, and you discuss these matters. I mean, it's some total, what, three conditions. One, that only the Creator can help. Two, that me, myself, I can't do anything anymore, I've done everything. And three, if the Creator doesn't help me, I am done. Better my death than my life. Meaning, our problem is that we cannot get rid of this work. We can't. Even that your body will die, yes, you will need to continue with your point in the heart till the end of correction and onward. And so, these three conditions that we have here, they're short and to the point.
And
these we need to feel. First, by the group, I need to receive the confidence that the Creator can help me, that we can receive only through the group, because the Creator is called the King is among his nation. There is found the Creator. The second matter is, whatever was possible, I did. Okay, maybe I'll do more. Give me 1,000 more years, right? I will run around and confuse myself and do so many silly things. What have I done over these past years? And what will be? Meaning, whatever I could have done, I did. I've seen only one thing for sure. It doesn't help me. And so, if the Creator doesn't help me, then I'm better off dead than alive. I'm willing to die. Many of us are thinking about this, right, already? Why live like this? Better to die. Sometimes there come such thoughts, and they're correct thoughts. You see that it's written about it. Because in my will to receive, I see, I won't be able to attain anything. And to work for him, all right, I'll work for him. It's like a drunkard who gets drunk in order to not feel his own life. So, only correction together.
This confidence that only the Creator can do it. As you said it comes only from the group. How does it come from the group? What, the friends tell this to me? Or is it some force that comes from the center of the ten?
You are tied to the group. You are tied to all of humanity, actually. What they will speak next to you, whether you want it or not, you will accept it. So I'm telling you, listen to what they're saying and try to incorporate with it. Try to listen to it, and it will help. It will help. What you will hear from the friends, your ego will heat you up, will entice you that they have it and why don't I have the ego? That's its function. That's what it needs to do. Envy, lust, and honor. Take a person out of his world, meaning from out of our world to an more upper world. So in short, it's going to be okay. Кармиэль.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, товарищи. Мы играем перед товарищами в десятке, и как правильно вот в этой
игре? We act before the friends in the ten. How
действительно прийти к истине?
In this acting, should I lie to myself and to the friends in order from this to come to the truth, to the Creator?
A person needs always to see himself in a higher degree than what he is at. If we would remain in our state as it is, that's called that I am dead, or at least old, elderly. Dead is that I don't feel any changes at all. Old or elderly is that I'd like to remain as I was and nothing shall change, because can't be any better, right? And at least it won't be worse. That's called old, elderly. I'm not like that, and I really don't recommend you enter such a state. Okay? A person needs always, nonetheless, to reveal himself in ascent, in something in ascent. I recommend dissemination. That if I wouldn't have engaged in dissemination and teaching, I think it would have been very hard for me. Very hard for me. And the group. That then in the group there is renewal.
Tov.
All right. When are we going to finish these matters? 5-3.
Good morning, Rav. In the second condition, how do I carry out the second condition so I can say wholeheartedly that I did everything I could do?
That's the shell that's telling you that, oh, you didn't try everything, you need to keep going. If you wouldn't listen to this shell, we also have this in the Shamati article, that the shell comes, right, the klipa comes and tells you, oh, you didn't try this, you didn't try that, you need to still try doing this, and so on. So if you wouldn't listen to this shell, long ago you would have reached a state that there's nothing more I have to do. I need to scream and yell and demand of the Creator with all my force.
But I can add in connection all the time. Isn't this all I can do? I can always do more labor and raise more man.
But there is no prayer in this. There is no prayer in this. The prayer needs to be in connection of these three conditions. Are you in these three conditions or not?
So, if I understand correctly, I don't need to relate to this shell anymore?
No, you don't need to go back again and again to do the same thing. That when I need to learn something addition and do another addition thing and then learn something and then maybe I'll be worthy? Why not now? Who's telling you that you're not worthy already now for revelation of the Creator and the end of correction? Only the lack of desire, the lack of urgency for it.
There is urgency, but it feels like I feel everything and there's nothing, no room for anything else to be revealed.
Sure, that's called that there's no pressure. No pressure.
How do I create this pressure?
Only by the group and like we're discussing. And to renew, renew each and every moment, to renew. By me, there's no choice. I know that tomorrow there will also be a lesson, and I need to be prepared, and not just discuss the topic, right? Read a few sentences. Rather, I need also to shake you guys up and arrange you in a certain connection day by day and give you some inner fulfillment and so on. That's what I need to do. That's what I must.
If I understand correctly, every second, every moment, I can say I did everything I could.
Yes. Yes.
Every second I should say I did everything I could?
As long as you stand on this condition.
Because I'm stuck with this condition. Once I get over it, I'll continue.
What did you do? You did everything in order to scrutinize that in you, the result is not dependent on you. That here, you must reach a different advice, different choice, as it's writing here. Right? He has no other choice any longer. He has done all that he could. Right? That's it. You did. There's nothing more you can do.
Yeah.
And you say, no, I'm. But you're saying, no, I can continue. But there's nothing more to continue. Zero. You're stuck at a wall. What do you do more? And here you see what you did before no longer helps. There's a wall before you. And rather what? Only to yell to the Creator, and that must be now, then. And we need to learn about this and organize for it. What is the true prayer? The whole prayer. That upon it, the Creator answers. That is, connection between us, scrutinize of the request, of the goal, the urgency, and then in such a manner, we'll succeed.
Thank you very much.
Hebrew 10.
You said that there is not enough pressure and tension. What do we do if we always feel like we have no time? There are many things to do, we don't have time. We're always behind.
It's a sign that you don't know how to scrutinize what's important and what's not.
What does that mean?
Just like that. Scrutinize what's important and what's not.
What, the work in the 10, dissemination, what should be the emphasis on?
I'm telling you, scrutinize, and you're asking me? You need to scrutinize.
All right,
the freedom.
Did we sing a song before?
Yes.